Hey guys, my name is Dan Nichols, and I'm one of the pastors at Grace Christian Fellowship in Cortland. And I want to talk to you today about one of my all-time favorite actors, Morgan Freeman. In the movie Shawshank Redemption, he has a really famous quote, and he tells his fellow prison inmate, Andy Dufresne, "Hope is a dangerous thing. Hope can drive a man insane." But the kind of hope that he's referring to is what he sees as false hope. And false hope really is a dangerous thing because it always leaves us feeling empty. Maybe you've experienced a lot of false hope in your life. I can remember a time when I did back in my freshman year of high school. So growing up in Cleveland, Ohio, basketball was super competitive, and our school had a lot of players trying to make varsity. I was one of them. And I wanted to make varsity so bad. So I ran, I worked out, I trained, I practiced, and the big day finally arrived. So on tryout day, I started off really well. I was making shots, I was playing good defense, I was doing everything I could to make the cut. And then after I hit some really key shots in one particular drill, there was a sophomore named John who was way bigger than me and stronger than me. And he told me during a break in the locker room, he's like, "Oh, you are definitely going to make varsity. You're doing everything right. Don't worry. You are in for sure." So when selection time came, I was so confident that I'd make it because John gave me hope. But after my friend Jay Miner's name was called, I knew I'd be the next letter in the alphabet because my last name is Nichols. But they didn't call my name. I hadn't made varsity my freshman year, and it only confirmed what I'd felt all through elementary and middle school and now in high school too. I was and always would be an outsider. John gave me false hope, but in that moment, it left me feeling empty. And maybe you know what that feels like. Maybe you've received so much false hope in your life that you're not quite sure hope is worth the hype. Maybe you think hope is just an illusion. Maybe it's just wishful thinking or a lie for losers to believe. But as real as false hope is, living hope is just as real as false hope. And there's a huge difference between false hope and living hope. Living hope is something that will change your life. And it's something that the Apostle Peter wrote about. Now, the Apostle Peter was a guy who had gone through a lot of hard times in life, but he started following Jesus. And after he gave his life to Jesus, lived with him for 3 years, and then went through all kinds of traumatic experiences with his crucifixion, denying him 3 times, being forgiven by Jesus, seeing Jesus rise from the dead, all of these things combined. He wrote to the early church and he said, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into," and here it is, "a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all of this, you greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials." You see, living hope doesn't deny the hardships that we go through. Living hope isn't this, you know, again, wishful thinking or kind of this utopian illusion that we're in this fanciful world that isn't tethered to reality. No, living hope is tethered to reality, but the amazing thing about God is that he broke into our reality. Even though he owes us nothing, he came as a baby, and that's what we celebrate at Christmas time, and we just celebrated that a couple days ago. At Christmas time, we celebrate that God became a man, that he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. He willingly suffered the worst suffering possible. He can relate to the suffering that we go through. And then he came alive again. He killed sin and death for you and for me. And because of what he accomplished for us, we can have living hope that is concrete. We can have confidence and courage, not because we have it all together, but because God has provided a living hope rather than a false hope. So I hope that during this holiday season, and Christmas and New Year's, and all the busyness and all the craziness, and sometimes there's tensions within families, there's tensions and stress in our jobs, whatever you're going through, whatever you're walking through, I hope that you will turn to the living hope, who is Jesus Christ, the one who conquered death for you and for me.